Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue today reflecting on some of the key themes from Advent. We'll be touching on it over the next few weeks. It's such a fantastic part of the church year as we're beginning again the journey that the church takes worldwide, the body of Christ, as we are led by the church, our mother, through the story of Jesus again and again and again. And we begin at the beginning here in the season of Advent, the beginning of the new church year. We're pilgrims. We're on our way to heaven. We don't know when we're going to arrive. Some of us who are listening could arrive tomorrow. Who knows when the Lord's going to call us home? But we're a pilgrim people. That's not just kind of a fancy religious word. It's a fact. We're on a journey. We're walking together. And sometimes we're being exhorted to gird up our loins and run, take action. That's partly what I want to talk about today. What does it mean to be watchful and ready, to have that alert posture, knowing who we are and how we're walking out this? We're here in time and space. The Lord has given each and every one of us a window, a moment in time to be a part of his story. That, I mean, we're actually, think about this, we're actually made by God. We're designed by God, the Father, made in the palm of his hand. We're eternal creatures, part of an eternal story. It's a story now of redemption. It was a bad news story from the fall of humanity. And the drama of light and darkness continues, and the world, the flesh, and the devil, it continues here and now. But the story of redemption's already begun. The down payment has been made. Jesus Christ is at the right hand of the Father, and the new humanity is a reality. The new creation, the kingdom, it's in the King. And he's poured out his Holy Spirit, and people, millions and billions of people, have been touched, have been brought to life in the Spirit. But many, many, many other billions don't know anything about it. We're called to live this life, and the way we do it is we do it together as a people. We're a pilgrim people making our way toward the fullness of the kingdom. And we can see the final goal, the end. That's what hope's about. We have a down payment that's so real in the Holy Spirit, the new humanity, new creation in us, and the working out of the Holy Spirit. That down payment is a pledge. It's God's love poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And we know it's an experiential knowledge. It's a real knowledge that transforms and gives us conviction. We know where we're going. We're not wandering. We're following. We're being led. Thanks be to God for the church. And in a seasons like this, it's so great at the beginning of the year to remember our priests, remember our bishops, those who've been ordained to lead us, to keep us in the story, to be preachers and teachers and pastors, shepherds, to keep us focused. We need to pray for them because the enemy wants to knock them out of the story. Lord, we thank you so much for the priests and the bishops that you've given us. We understand they're imperfect just like us, but you've chosen them. You've equipped them. We ask for your blessing on them, Lord. We ask that this season of Advent would be a time of renewal for each and every one of them, all the way up to Pope Leo. Come, Holy Spirit, may the whole family of God, the whole Christian people across the earth, be drawn up into this story, this lived reality, this pilgrim people, in a new and a wholehearted way that could lead to revival in the world that so desperately needs it. Come, Holy Spirit. I wanted to talk a little bit more today about the posture that we're in this season, living between the two comings of Christ, incarnation, his return in glory. The posture is one of being awake, spiritually alert, having girded our loins, that wonderful passage from the scriptures. The idea, I always loved that image. In those days, they wore long robes, tunics, and if they had to do a certain kind of work or travel or fight to defend or whatever, they would gather up the loose folds of the garment and tie it around their waist like a belt, like a girdle, and they were ready for action. Too many people think Christianity is sort of a bored, inert life. It's anything but that. When you're united to Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead and the Spirit is in us and we're taking it seriously and walking in Him, it's a dynamic life. It's the greatest life you can possibly live because it's walking in truth, walking with purpose, in a life animated by God Himself. Not a life that we've earned, by the way, but in His mercy, it's come to us. And He wants us to always remember that, so our heart is a heart of mercy toward everybody else around us who may not be paying attention to it at all. God has come to save, and His mercy is toward sinners, because you know what? There's no one else on the planet other than sinners. And He's come to save us all. And their destiny, their salvation, is tied to our response to God. Are we ready? Matthew 24, 42 and following, "Watch therefore, for you do not know on what day our Lord is coming. But know this, that if the householder had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have watched and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." Yeah, there you go. Jesus is telling us He's coming at an hour you do not expect. His return in glory is going to shock a lot of people. They're not going to be ready. And guess what? Our death, we don't even know when that's going to happen. And we need to be ready to die. We need to be ready to die as faithful witnesses to Jesus. As men and women filled with gratitude and awareness of God's mercy and forgiveness in our lives. And we know we're in a grand story, not a fantasy, but a reality. We have a part to play. And the devil tries to lead us into slumber and sleep and dullness, to lose interest, to lose motivation, to lose belief. And we've got to fight for it. We've got to fight to stay awake, just like the man here, who, if he knew that the thief was coming, what would he do? He'd lock the doors. He'd be ready if the guy broke in. We need to be ready. Matthew 25, 13, "Watch therefore, for you know not neither the day nor the hour." That's from the parable of the wise and the foolish virgins, when half of them, their oil went out. They weren't ready for the coming of the bridegroom. Mark 13, "Take heed and watch, for you do not know when the time will come." It's like a man going on a journey. "Watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch." So the words of Jesus. What is He saying to you and me in this season? Watch. Stay awake. Be alert. Jesus doesn't waste words. Everything He says has meaning. Everything He said is important to us. His words are the words we need to pay attention to. Luke 12, 35 through 37, "Let your loins be girded and your lamps burning. Be like men who are waiting for their master to come from the marriage feast. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes." Lord, help us be spiritually awake at all times. Luke 21, 34 through 36, "But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life." I mean, friends, the world is dialed into this. This is what the world produces, the fallen dimension of this world. That's why John said, "In the world, but don't be of the world." The lust of the eyes, the pride of life that John had talked about. That's what Luke is talking about here. That kind of dissipation, drunkenness, cares of this life, just forgetting about it. But He goes on to say, "But watch at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man." Friends, all of us at times fall asleep. That's why we have to be in community together. We have to be a parish community that's alive, a diocesan community that's alive, a family that's alive. Because we know sometimes it gets dull, we get dulled, we get tempted, we fall, we struggle. We've got to pick each other up. We've got to keep each other awake. Matthew 26, verses 40 through 41. "And He came to the disciples and found them sleeping And he said to Peter, "So could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Friends, we still have the flesh. That's the fallen dimension of the human race. It's in us. Look at Peter, who became the first pope. And Jesus, in this his darkest, most difficult hour, he's like, "Peter, not even an hour?" I think the Lord, he knows how much you and me, how much we needed to hear this again and again. How weak the flesh is. How weak we are as human beings. And how much we need to be exhorted, to be strengthened through the Word of God, through serious fellowship with brothers and sisters, with being united to the church and its sacraments and its mission and its life. We really need each other. And we need the resources, essentially, that the Lord has given to us to help us stay awake, including angels, by the way. They'll help us. I don't call on my guardian angel enough. I'm getting better at it in my old age here, but I should have done it more and more often earlier. Romans 13:11-12. "You know what hour it is, how it is full time now for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone and the day is at hand." Do you know what hour it is? It's a really good question. It's a good Advent meditation. Have we awakened from sleep? Is the culture around us got us preoccupied, plugged in day and night with one distraction after another? Do we understand that our salvation is nearer at hand? Are we ready or just presuming on it? Remember, the Lord hates lukewarmness. This is one of the ways lukewarmness gets revealed in human beings. We're kind of half there, kind of in the twilight, not wanting to get too serious about this stuff. I like this passage in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Look carefully then how you walk." That means the way of life you're living. "Not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil." Here's another good question. Am I making most of the time? It's a definition of a wise man or a wise woman. Are we making the most of the time? Good question to take to prayer in this season of Advent, to examine ourselves. Colossians 4:2, "Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving." So there's a posture. Be alert, steady in your prayer. Don't flag in zeal, and be watchful and be filled with thanksgiving. That's a good thing to check in our hearts again in this season. "As for you, always be steady, watchful, vigilant in all things. Endure suffering. Do the work of an evangelist and fulfill your ministry. Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." So there's just more and more of these passages, and we'll touch on them as we make our way through Advent, because it really is a time this season is to wake up. Let's wake up. Let's stir each other to love and good deeds. Let's walk toward Christmas with full heart and mind yielded to the Lord. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once, and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.